Welcome to the Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive.
Join the family.
Join the family.
It's that time of year again. And it is Pledge Drive here at Relevant Radio. It is that time of year again. You can call us 877-291-0123. But I'm talking about a different time of year. It is also that Christmas shopping time of year, but I'm not talking about that either. Actually, Advent brings with it. That's the time of year I'm talking about, except there's a particular practice that you should be doing during Advent. Besides celebrating St. Nicholas today and having your shoe out and getting... Hold on. Before I talk about that one practice, I got to tell you about St. Nick, because I've been really enjoying all day long, you know, hearing Monsignor Stuart Sweatland talk about St. Nicholas and all these historical details I didn't know. And then I heard, of course, Father Richard Simon talking about St. Nicholas. I've been hearing about St. Nicholas all day long. I didn't realize until I was listening to Drew Mariani that other people didn't put their shoes out. I thought everybody did that. I thought everybody on December 5th, late at night, you put your shoe by the fireplace. That's what we did as children. And you wake up and good Saint Nick would put some little treats in there. It was like the precursor to Christmas. It was that time where we could prepare where we got a little foretaste of what was going to come. And now I'm wondering, maybe none of my friends did that growing up. Maybe none of them, because I didn't realize it's a tradition from particular parts of the country that my parents brought to Southern California, which is where I lived for the first few years of my life there and where I remember it so clearly. So happy feast day of St. Nicholas, right? Before we head off on this great journey together in St. Joseph's Workshop. Actually, what I'm thinking of right now is it's the time of year for confessions, believe it or not. People think about confessions and associate them with Lent. Maybe that's what you do. And you think, yeah, Lent is the time of year when I'm thinking about going to confession more often or making a deeper, more committed confession. Maybe that's the role that confession has sometimes taken in our life. But confession also becomes really important during the Advent season. And you start to pick this up because you might notice in your parishes that there are Advent penance services where priests will come together as a group one night during the season at your parish. Not everybody does this, and it doesn't happen everywhere, but lots of parishes will do this. And you'll get 10, 12, 15 priests there, and you'll get hundreds of people that want to go to confession. And it's a great way for us to have access to the sacraments and to really seriously consider that important step in our life. And I want to share with you a conversation that I had last night about this particular topic that I know will reveal a question that you have asked yourself as well. Maybe that you've asked others. Maybe you've asked another priest. It was a parish presentation that I was giving on the Advent season last night. Really nice group, really happy to do it. Just talking about some of the fundamentals of Advent and of Jesus who becomes flesh, who takes on flesh for me and for you. But it was after the presentation that I was approached by two really, really nice ladies who said to me, Father, we have a question for you. How often should we go to confession? And then they said, well, we already talked to one priest, but we want to get your opinion. If you want to ask a priest, if you want to make a priest nervous, do it in that way, right? Say, well, we know what one other priest thinks, but we want to know what you think, because immediately it sets me up for, uh-oh, if this is their pastor, am I going to contradict what he says? Maybe this is a saintly priest that's much more holy than I am, and am I going to contradict what he says? But that doesn't stop me from giving my opinion. Don't worry. So I said, well, let me hear what was the advice you were given? And they said, well, it was a priest that said to us, well, if you have mortal sins, you should go. But if you don't have mortal sins, you don't have to go to confession because those sins are forgiven, for example, at the beginning of Mass. By the way, this is true. And that priest is correct in that we have to go to confession when we have mortal sins in our conscience. And also, it's true that at the beginning of Mass, there is an opportunity for me and for you to reflect on our sinfulness and to bring our sinfulness to the mercy of God. And in fact, inside of the Mass, venial sins are forgiven. And it's a great grace, a preparation for the reception of Holy Communion. Okay, all of this is true. But I think maybe I have a little bit different take than some priests who would say, well, don't go if you don't have mortal sins, which I'm not saying that's what this other priest said to them. Here's kind of what we teased out, some different things for you to think about, because maybe you've thought this yourself. Well, I don't feel like I need to go to confession, and I only go once a year or twice a year, so that should be good enough, right? And I can't think of any mortal sins on my conscience, so that should be fine, right? Let's start at the basics here, the bare minimum, just the bare necessities of life, right? We have to receive, we're instructed to receive communion at least once a year, right? That's very important to do. That's from canon law. That's essential for you in your growth. At least once a year. We're talking about the minimum, okay? I know you should be receiving it a lot more than that, but at least once a year, which means that quite likely you're going to have to go to confession once a year at least. Okay, maybe if you haven't committed a mortal sin in that time, right? Because the church doesn't say you have to go to confession once a year. But if you're only going once a year, well, let's just say it's going to be hard to receive communion worthily if we're only going to communion once a year, if we're only going to confession once a year. The bare necessity, the basic requirements are there for us. But God doesn't want us to stay only with the minimum. He doesn't want us to be minimalists when it comes to his grace. He wants us to benefit from his grace. He wants us to receive the outpouring of his grace. My general advice to people is to strive to go to confession at least once a month. See, this advice might depend, it's contingent upon where you are in the world. If you have a priest, if you're in a missionary territory and a priest only comes by once every 6 months, once every month isn't going to work, is it? Practically, that's not going to happen. Or if you live in a place where you just don't have enough priests, then that might be difficult, and it might be a burden on your priest for him to spend countless hours in the confessional. But let's face it, that's not the case in most parishes. In most parishes in the United States, priests are waiting in the confessional for penitents to come. Well, maybe I shouldn't generalize, because I know there are other places where people are constantly in line. And maybe that's your experience. Maybe your experience is, I want to have confession more often and my priest is not available. In that case, we certainly need to express that wish to our priest. We need to consider his circumstances, support him in other ways. Maybe we need to take some of the other responsibilities of the parish upon ourselves so that the priest can be free at certain times to hear confessions, right? I mean, there's things sometimes that we need to do to pitch in. But normally, I think in the United States, it's not unreasonable for people to make a good confession, which doesn't mean it has to be half an hour. You can make a good confession with a good examination of conscience prior to that in a few minutes if you're staying in a state of grace, if you're striving to follow Jesus. See, this is what our faith is about, not just doing the bare minimum, but instead using the graces for us. And why is it that if all of our sins, venial sins, are forgiven at Mass, why should I go to confession? Because of this. And this is what we were chatting about last night. Inside of the sacrament of confession, we receive incredible grace to be strengthened in our life as Catholics. We receive grace to avoid falling into confession. And by the way, when we're examining our conscience to go to confession, we start to realize how much we need his grace. We start to become more sensitive to the sins in our life. So that's what this is all about. Don't be a minimalist. Inside of this Advent season, make some time to go to confession. Carve some time out of your day in order to make space for God and receive his mercy. I'm Father Matthew. So much more coming up here on St. Joseph's Workshop. Don't go anywhere.